With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tense situation today at the White House went south in a hurry, and President Trump and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky got into a war of words. The breakdown of negotiations coming at a pivotal and precarious moment for Ukraine as Zelensky sought so-called security guarantees from the United States. Vice President J.D. Vance telling Zelensky he should thank the United States.
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President.
Zelensky and his delegation were told to leave the White House following the meeting. A scheduled news conference was canceled, and the signing of a deal involving rare earth minerals dumped as well. President Trump telling Zelensky he was welcome to come back someday if he was ready to talk peace. Also at SRNnews.com, a deadly attack in a mosque in northwest Pakistan.
A suicide bomber has blown himself up after walking into the mosque within a pro-Taliban seminary in northwestern Pakistan. Dozens of others were wounded. Hamidul Haq, head of a faction of the Jamiat ul Ulema Islam Party, among the dead. Haq is the son of Mulana Samiul Haq, known as the father of the Taliban, who was killed in a knife attack at his home in 2018. No group has immediately claimed responsibility. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And officials say the death toll likely to climb. This is SRN News. Well, Scotland's new buffer zone law sparking international condemnation.
The legislation bans all pro-life demonstrations within 200 meters of any abortion clinic, and that includes silent prayer. But what if you're inside your house, which is within 200 meters of a clinic, and you pray there? That is also a violation. As one Scottish lawmaker suggested, that prayer in your home might offend somebody who is, quote, passing by the window. Vice President J.D. Vance and other pro-lifers around the world are blasting the Scottish law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in South Carolina working on a bill that would let parents spend taxpayer money on private school tuition, including Christian and other religious schools. Looming on the horizon, a potential legal showdown over the legislation. The General Assembly passing a similar bill in 2023, the state Supreme Court later struck down. This is SRN News. A southern governor is following the lead of President Trump.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is creating his own version of the Department of Government Efficiency to make the state government more efficient. Landry said the agency will work with both the Louisiana Legislative Auditor and the governor's Fiscal Responsibility Program to root out waste. Landry's fiscal responsibility czar, Steve Orlando, will head up the new DOGE department.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. The mayor of Detroit announcing steps to help homeless people following the deaths of two kids who were in a van during an extremely cold night. Mayor Mike Dugan says this cannot ever happen again, adding that outreach staff will visit families who call to report loss of housing. He says that that mother who lost her kids did call the city in November, but she did not get any help. More details at srnnews.com.